Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show. It's just to get away, if you can hear me think.
It is Free For All Friday, 888-900-9966. If you're so inclined to join the conversation, you know how Donald Trump is getting chastised by the media here? Well, doesn't really mean anything, does it? He gets chastised and attacked and ripped and insulted and berated by the media kind of almost continuously. But you may remember he was talking about the problems with refugees in the nation of Sweden and so forth, and he was a lot of folks took issue. Well, riots breaking out in immigrant neighborhoods of Stockholm again Monday night, police clashing with residents, vehicles set on fire, more of the same. So it's not that he's wrong. In fact, I did a little research a couple of years ago. There was a week straight of riots and violence in these neighborhoods of these refugees in predominantly Muslim neighborhoods. And these clashes come just a couple of days after Donald Trump had said that this was going on. Numerous cars burned. By the way, in recent years, Sweden has taken in more refugees per capita than any other European country. It has fueled tensions and caused a rise in anti-immigrant sentiment. Yeah, when you burn neighborhoods and set cars on fires and beat people up and enforceable rape, yeah, that tends to doesn't sit well with people. Well, this week, police firing at least a couple of shots, but just an absolute mess in Sweden. So Donald Trump was spot on and accurate with what he said about it. Betsy DeVos, education secretary, defending the decision now by the Trump administration to rescind public school bathroom rules for transgender students. DeVos speaking at that conservative gathering in Washington, saying that the guidance of one size fits all and top down, she says that approach puts entirely too much control in Washington, and we need to have control at the state level. Here is Betsy DeVos, clip four, go.
Let me just say that this issue was a very huge example of the Obama administration's overreach to suggest a one-size-fits-all federal government approach, top-down approach to issues that are best dealt with and solved at a personal level and a local level. And I have made clear from the moment I've been in this job that it's our job to protect students and to do that to the fullest extent that we can, and also to provide students, parents, and teachers with more flexibility around how education is delivered and how education is experienced, and to protect and preserve personal freedoms.
Protect and preserve individual freedoms. Look out for the safety and welfare of each student. That is the goal. That is what should happen. Conservatives rallying in Maryland also, saying it is time to get on with changing Obamacare. Reported remarks by former Speaker of the House John Boehner, far away from the conservatives gathered at the convention, say that the Republicans are not going to repeal and replace. He said, quote, it's not going to happen. Ted Cruz responding sharply, the last time I checked, he doesn't have a vote. But John Boehner is part of the issue, if you will, of the Republicans that don't have the spine, that don't have the wherewithal, that don't have the steadfastness, that don't have the focus to do what the American people voted for. And I'm going to tell you, if we get to November of 2018, and some of these key agenda items have not been addressed, these items being taxes, the economy, dealing with Obamacare, dealing with the spiraling debt of this nation, dealing with a weakened military. If these things are not addressed by the Congress, many of those members of Congress, Republicans as well, will be going home. They will not be reelected. I can assure you. They will not be reelected because the American people have made it clear that they want some changes. They want a secure southern border. They want taxes lowered. They want Obamacare repealed. They want it replaced with something that works for everyone, if it works at all. Continuing to ignore the American people for these moderate Republicans, if you will, is not going to work. Donald Trump, and whether you like his populism or not, whether you believe in everything he has to say, which, I mean, it's pretty hard to agree with somebody on everything. But most Americans agree that we need better tax, a better taxation system. Most Americans agree that the money we're spending on Obamacare, much of it is being wasted. And the protections and the baseline of coverage is not there for the fellow citizens as they thought it would be. It's just not working, and prices continue to spiral out of control. So at some point here, there's going to be a breaking point, is my point. And if Republicans don't get their act together and get moving, that breaking point could come sooner, because I don't think that Americans have the patience, because there are no excuses now. There are no excuses now of, oh, well, you know, we can't do anything because Obama's in the White House. Well, we can't do anything because Harry Reid is blocking our way. There are no excuses now to getting an agenda put together and put through Congress. Lowering taxes, strengthening the border, reinvigorating the military, making sure the economy in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are invigorated by the policies put forth and the policies that were voted on and the policies that sent Donald Trump to Washington. Now, I realize the Democrats are still in shock. That doesn't matter. It's time to move on. It's time to get the agenda in order. And I'm telling you, the message that I'm hearing more and more is it's time to get to work. And that message is for all Republicans and all Democrats and, well, frankly, all Americans. It's 52 after. It's Free for All Friday.